This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal today. In Bihar, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya at around 11 a.m. He will also flag off two trains and address the gathering. Thereafter, he will inaugurate Aunta Simariya Bridge project on River Ganga. It will provide direct connectivity between Mukama in Patna and Begusarai. The new bridge will reduce this extra travel distance of more than 100 kilometers for vehicles traveling between North Bihar and South Bihar. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the four-lane Bakhtiarpur to Mukama section of NH31, which will enhance passenger and freight movement. He will also inaugurate Buxar Thermal Power Plant. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the Homi Bhabha Cancer Hospital and Research Center at Muzaffarpur. In West Bengal, the Prime Minister will flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata at around 4 p.m. Further, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Indian Railways has announced 380 Ganapati special train trips to ensure smooth and comfortable travel for devotees and passengers during the festive season. The Ministry of Railways said in a statement that the Central Railway will operate the highest number of 296 services addressing the heavy festive travel demand in Maharashtra and the Konkan region. Western Railway will operate 56 Ganapati special trips, Konkan Railway 6 trips and Southwestern Railway 22 trips. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan today said that India's maiden manned space mission, Gaganyaan, will conduct its first test flight in December this year. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Professor Narayanan said that Gaganyaan is progressing well as 80% tests or around 7,700 tests have been conducted so far. He added that the remaining 2,300 tests will be completed by March next year. Highlighting other achievements of ISRO, Professor Narayanan said that 196 accomplishments have been achieved so far this year, including GLEX 2025 and a high-thrust electric propulsion system. He noted that a 6,500-kilogram communication satellite of USA will be launched from Indian launch pad.
In another 2 to 3 months, we are going to have a 6,500-kg communication satellite of USA going to be launched using our launch vehicle. And till today, 433 satellites of 34 countries are done from India.
The Election Commission of India has appointed two observers for the upcoming vice presidential election. Additional Secretary of Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Sushil Kumar Lohani, and Additional Secretary of Ministry of Finance, D. Anandan, have been appointed as observers. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar, who tendered his resignation last month, citing health reasons. This will be the 17th vice presidential election. The vice president is elected by an electoral college, which consists of the members of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. NDA has chosen CP Radhakrishnan as its vice presidential candidate, while the opposition India Bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy. The scrutiny of the nominations will take place today. The nominations can be withdrawn till the 25th of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov reviewed the entire gamut of India-Russia bilateral relations during their meeting in Moscow today. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that relations between India and Russia have been among the steadiest of the major relationships of the world after the Second World War.
The relations between India and Russia have been among the steadiest of the major relationships in the world after the Second World War. Geopolitical convergence, leadership contacts, and popular sentiment remain its key drivers. We reaffirmed our shared ambition to expand bilateral trade in a balanced and sustainable manner, including by increasing India's exports to Russia. This requires swiftly addressing non-tariff barriers and regulatory impediments.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.